I'm not a lolicon, but Iori is like an extreme exception. When the fan base goes out of its way to so aggressively eroticize her, it's like Ilya. Like, you don't have to be a lolicon to want to fuck Ilya or Kuro. It's just fucking. It's so there. Like, come on. All right, so I'll be clear. All your favorite female characters, children. My fucking, like, biological instincts are kicking in now, and I'm like, oh man, I want a daughter like this. Like, I look at Yayoi from IMAS, and I look at Abigail Williams, and I'm like, oh man, I would love to have a daughter like this. Even though my rational brain is like, listen, asshole, kids are not like this in real life. They're little fucking shitting larvae, and they're awful. My animal brain is like, yeah, but we have to propagate the species. And, that's why. Let's see. Then why do you have images of Abby's tongue on your PC? Well, you see, her tongue is actually very cute and befitting of someone her age. I am not a lolicon. I would not fuck Abigail Williams. Oh no. I can't hear you again, I think. Okay, we're gonna start the call over.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
God, I hate this program so much. What I was trying to say is if you're a lolicon, but you want them to be your daughters, doesn't that just mean you want to fuck your daughter?
No, incest is bad. Incest is a bad fetish. Actually,
true.
I shouldn't say that. Incest, it's a fine fetish. It's just not my thing.
But you like diapers, so anything goes.
That's not wrong. But even so, I'm not into that. It's like, all right, so I'll have this conversation again because you have been extremely brave.
Where is this picture? I've been saving this for the perfect moment.
Worried.
Oh my god, wait, did I not name it?
But okay. So one thing I want to at least clear up is, like, ABDL is a huge umbrella of fetishes. It's not just one fetish. Like, usually people immediately assume you're into scat, which I think is fucking disgusting. In fact, I am not even into omodashi at all. Like, piss turns me off too. And that's, like, a way more common one. I'm into, like, the soft domination aspect of this. I'm into the cute outfits. But, you know what? I'm just gonna confirm and say it in red, because, like, I'll have this fucking etched on my tombstone if necessary. I think scat is gross. I think pee is gross. So, there you go.
Pee's fine. Pee's fine. I don't love it, but it's fine. Scat I hate, though. I can't do scat.
No, yeah, I'm not even, I don't know, I'm not into piss at all.
Alright, here it is. I found my good picture.
Is it good? I don't know if it's good. What is this from? Is this a reference that I'm not getting?
It's one of those, like, what's it called? The AI that generates inspirational quotes. I got that one randomly, and I thought it was really funny, so I saved it as McDougal.jpg, and I've had it sitting in that folder for like 4 months now.
You found the moment. Doesn't like what they were designed for. I mean, yeah, you're kind of right. Like, it's, okay, like, a girl in a cute onesie, the way it, like, accentuates her ass is really cute. That's, you know, it's kind of it. Like, it's not, I don't know how to explain it. It's weird. Obviously, it's fucking weird. But yeah, I know I don't like scat. I think that's the redeeming factor. Back from my walk. What did I miss?
Turn on Hanyu.
Listen, Erika, the eroticism of the outfit is that it goes on an adult. Like, that's what made, like, that dichotomy of, like, this thing that kids wear, but an adult is wearing it. Like, that's what makes it hot. It's that, like, that fucked up, like, gap.
No, it isn't.
Oh, well, for those of us who are into it.
Us, plural. Who else is us?
I don't know. Okay,
you're alone on this hill.
I am not going to say it's a common fetish, but it's definitely not an uncommon fetish, given how much of it there is online. I am not a fucking lolicon. I said it in red.
But did you say it in yellow?
The fuck is yellow?
You can't yellow. You fags can't yellow text.
It's red and blue.
He doesn't know.
I love this image. For your safety, keep this door closed. This reminds me of the, this reminds me of the fucking, classic, I forgot the artist's name who did those Umineko comics, the one where she's like, oh, what a coincidence, it's daily masturbation time for me, too. Those are really good.
Better a lolicon than Slut DJ, but I'm both.
Oh, I forgot about the golden truth. Yeah, I lost interest hard around episode 7. I think that, like, introducing new characters to solve the mystery was a lame move. I'm definitely more of a fan of the question arcs than the answer arcs. That guy still makes 4-panel comics? Are they still Umineko comics? Oh, hey. Thanks to this poster, I've just learned the kanji for Guzen. How about Guzen, eh? Watashi mo onani o.
Dekinai.
Yeah, Nihongo Dekinai.
Oh, there it is. Child belly and chest, erotic.
No.
Ooh. So erotic. Child belly and chest. What are other fun sex toys?
Okay.
We're straying too far from the original purpose here.
Inshallah, Walla. I can see you posting in the thread. There's only one person who would be posting these fucking Jack Frost edits and this fucking bestiality houndoom image. Bestiality is kinshi. Can we at least, like, all agree on that one?
Yes, except Yasuna.
Bestiality is kinshi. Let it be known to all. Okay, so what was your question? I know we're trying to veer back onto the topic.
Sex toys, good sex toys. What was,
No, they're not. No, they are fucking not. Absolutely not. Like,
anal ball things? Anal beads. Anal beads are great. I almost got sent to the hospital. How?
What?
How do you fuck that up?
Alba is a fucking sex queen. Wait, somebody said this? Sent to the hospital. Oh, okay.
Tie the slut DJ to the bed and fuck her into submission. All right, well, now you're just trying to make me horny.